Hey guys, what's up? It's your girl Edith Yolanda with The Dame Truth. You know what time it is. It is time for another episode. It's a new week, new episode, new me. As you can tell, my voice is a few octaves lower, and it's mainly because Georgia, the United States, is under attack. Mother Nature is attacking us and whooping our ass. I believe I was watching basketball yesterday, yesterday. It was Sunday. I was watching like the playoffs or something. I don't know. I don't really follow basketball anymore since Jordan left the game. But I could have sworn that while I was watching the playoffs or whatever was on yesterday, I saw the fans wearing sweater hats, scarves, and bomber jackets. And it's legit May. Now, I'm not really a person that's into the seasons, but I know for a fact that when May comes around, kids in the South are getting out of school. I know that my birthday is coming up. And I know that after my birthday, it's fucking Memorial Day weekend. So, why is it that people are wearing sweater caps, scarves, and bomber jackets in May? It behooves me. I have no idea. Only thing I know is that I need one steady temperature in the whole month of May. From May until maybe August, September, I needed to be a little bit warmer than what it is. Now today, it was beautiful. Today was beautiful. It was in the 70s. The sun was out. It was bright. It was beautiful. But the wind was kicking up some shit that got into my chest, that got into my eyes, that got into my nose. And now I sound like a full-grown transsexual man. Anyway, enough about the weather. I am legit doing this on GP because I know that every week we are coming live and in full effect. We are doing this for the culture. I know that I have to bring you guys the dang truth, because when I don't bring you the dang truth, you get upset with me. So make sure that while I am podcasting in pain, my throat's hurt, my lips dry, my scalp is itching, like everything. Allergies are just kicking my ass right now. But while I'm doing this in pain, I need you guys to go ahead, share this link, tell people to download Anchor FM. That's all you have to do. You got a million and one apps on your phone. Download one more app. When you download Anchor, check out The Dame Truth. Check out the other podcasters who are out here busting their butts to give you quality podcasting, and support us, okay? Now, for the whole month of May, as you know, I have kind of like boycotted the whole Facebook charitable events things, because I just feel like, Facebook is getting a portion of the proceeds. I feel that a lot of these charitable events are not really, these charitable causes are not getting the full effects of the money that is donated. I might be wrong, but that's how I feel right now. And I see everybody else doing it. And when I see everybody else getting onto the bandwagon of doing things, I kind of go the opposite, because that's just me. It's my Gemini personality. But what I'm doing for the whole month of May, I am encouraging everybody to purchase or buy black. We are buying black our community. We are buying black our neighborhoods. We are buying back our nation. We are buying black everything for the whole month of May. Let's get into it. On every Friday for the whole month of May, we are blacking out Friday. We're going to have a Black Friday for the whole month of May. So guys, when I tell you to go and use my promo, The Dame Truth, to some of my most favorite restaurants, some of my best business partners, make sure you go and you use the promo, The Dame Truth. Get your discounts, get your services. Get it together. Let's buy black. And on that note, I'm going to take a quick break because this is not going to be a long podcast. Like I said to you, we are trying to collaborate our schedules, but me and Mike have been bumping heads when it comes to scheduling. But I called him today and I let him know that next week for my birthday, he better be available. And we're going to do a great podcast together. We're going to put some things out on the table that we need to talk about. And we want to include you guys in it. So make sure that you tune in next week because I think I might do more than one podcast next week. I think I might do two because next week is my birthday, which means it's going to be a special week for me. So we're going to take a quick break. And when I come back with The Dame Truth, I want to know from you, is what you're watching really making you who you are? And this is something that I just came up with because I saw a post that one of my friends made up on Facebook, and it had to do with everything about reality television. And I'm going to tell you what I'm doing this year to ensure that I am a better me in 2019. So we'll be right back after this break. Don't miss out on The Dame Truth. All right, guys, so listen, I was scrolling down Facebook like I normally do, and I saw that one of my friends made a post about Love & Hip Hop Atlanta. If you know, it is back in full effect of all of its wretchedness and glory. And so I literally had to, I had to comment. So I'm going to just take this post that she put up on Facebook, and I'm going to read it to you. So it has to deal with Kirk and Rashida. So it said, Rashida and Kirk couldn't counsel me on nothing! Exclamation mark. And I had to laugh because I was like, yeah. When did Rashida and Kirk become anybody's marriage counselors? And so this just kind of, it kind of led me into this whole kind of rant. And I was so, Shayla, if you're listening to this podcast, please forgive me. I'm not trying to, I'm not a person who is judgmental, and I'm definitely not judging you on what you watch or what you listen to. I'm just not. But I will put something in your mind to make you think and to make you consider something differently. So, this past year, I would say in November, I decided to get rid of my cable and internet access, mainly because I felt like my nephew and my niece were on their devices too much, and I wanted to cut my budget. So what I ended up doing was I let go my Wi-Fi and I let go my cable. Now, I will also say this, I felt that on my days off and when I wasn't busy, I was engulfed in too much television. Now, I know a lot of people are saying that, you know, I come up with the current events and the stories and the things that are, the word that is out on the street is what you get from the TV screen. I get that. But like I said, I felt like my dialogue and the things that I was talking about was not up to par with who I am. And so I was, you know, watching a lot of reality TV. I had been watching a lot of reality TV in the past because guess what? I'm a makeup artist. And so a lot of times my clients are on these shows and I wanted to see how their makeup translated on screen, on television. And so with me doing that, I was actually getting caught up in the storylines. And it's crazy because I'm looking at the storylines on television and I'm seeing what they're doing behind the scenes, and it's hilarious to me, mainly because a lot of you don't realize that and I know you've heard this before, so I'm not even going to really go into it, but what is reality television really isn't reality, and how they set up a scene is hilarious. And if you guys could just sneak peek into what I know and what I have seen in reality television, you would be like, these motherfuckers are playing us. We are making these motherfuckers rich off of lies. So yeah, I just think that it is quite crazy. And when I say we I mean everybody, what you perceive to be reality becomes reality when it's actually really fictional. I don't know if you're really following me on what I'm saying, but if you say something long enough, that thing becomes a thing. So I'm looking at the Bradstons because, you know, I've done makeup on the Bradstons. I'm looking at the Real Housewives of Atlanta because, you know, I've done makeup for the Real Housewives of Atlanta. I'm looking at Love and Hip Hop because, of course, I've done makeup for Love and Hip Hop. I'm looking at We. I'm looking at VH1. I'm looking at ABC, and I'm like, whoa, I can't watch this shit anymore. I cannot watch The Bachelor for the life of me. I cannot watch Love and Hip Hop anymore. And I definitely cannot watch the franchise of any of the Black Ink crews. And so the reason why I'm saying this is because I feel that we are digesting a lot of garbage. So what's really, really killing me is how everybody is becoming a vegan, right? And we are really like seeing how bad meat is for us. And we're detoxing and we are eating green, right? Some of us are eating more carbs than we are eating green, but we're eating green nonetheless, and we're not eating meat because we feel that we need to detox our bodies, become healthy, because we want to be cancer free. We want to be diabetes free. We want to be heart healthy, right? And heart disease free. Okay, so what we feed our minds, we're not going to detox none of that shit. We're not gonna detox what we're feeding our souls. We're not gonna detox none of that, huh? We're just gonna worry about the good. Okay, so let me tell you how fucked up that is, right? Because what I'm realizing is that when we don't detox our mind, we kind of go back to our bad habits. And like I said, not judging you, but when I look at these shows, I just look at it as, oh, the ghetto. Like, this is why we have such a ghetto mentality. This is why there's only a certain amount, a small amount of us that have real wealth. This is why we are glued to our television scenes, our television sets, and not involved in our children's lives and what they do and getting them cultured. You know, it's so funny because growing up, we had none of this, but what we had was we had interaction with our parents. Our parents showed us how to, you know, do things a certain way. I really remember waking up on Saturday mornings and hearing my mom play old school music. So when it came down to me knowing different genres of music, knowing different, like from soul music, funk music, but then I was also listening to Criss Cross, and I was also listening to MC Light, and I was also listening to, New Kids on the Block and Nelly Vanilli, and I was listening to these people, but I also had a wide span of music that I was just introduced to because my mother introduced me to it. Now I talked to my nephew and I'm like, do you know who T.I. is? He doesn't even know who T.I. is. And he's born and raised in Atlanta, Georgia. I asked him, does he know who Frankie Beverly and Maze is? He doesn't even know who Frankie Beverly and Maze is. Earth, Wind, and Fire, Cameo. He knows none of this because we are feeding ourselves garbage. Our children are feeding off of the garbage that we give them. And they're not cultured. They're just a whole group of dumb little stupid fucks that are walking around here with their pants hanging off their ass. And then we get so frustrated and so mad and so angry at them when they don't do what we ask of them to do, when they make stupid decisions because they're watching and digesting what the fuck they're watching on TV. They're listening to the dumb shit that they are listening to on. It blew my mind that my niece downloaded Doja Cat as one of her favorite artists to listen to. This bitch made a whole song about a cow going moo. The title of her song is Bitch, I'm a Cow. My niece downloaded this song, paid money for a song entitled Bitch, I'm a Cow. Bitch, I'm a Cow. I go, moo. Yeah. I cut the fuck off the Wi-Fi. I cut it off. I shut it down. They had no Wi-Fi. I don't know how my nephew downloaded. I tell you what, my nephew went over to one of his friend's house, like a while back, and he downloaded like a ton of games on his PlayStation or whatever he has. I don't even know what the fuck he has, because he had no Wi-Fi over here. Like, I shut it down. So what I ended up doing instead, I ended up buying books. And of course I have like books that I've downloaded on my phone, because some of the books that I wanted, they don't even have them in, paperback, hardback. Some of the books that I downloaded and I'm reading right now are so captivating to me and have me on a different wavelength and a different level where I'm actually seeing things for what they really are. It's scary to me that now my eyes are open and I'm seeing things for what they really are in its true light. So I'm asking you that if you're detoxing your body and you're detoxing your stomach and you're doing all these things that are holistically healthy for you, that you digest in your mouth, I want you to do the same for your brain. And I'm challenging you to buy one book and read it to its entirety. Read it in its entirety. One book. Just one book. If it takes you a month, if it takes you two, but one book and read it in its entirety and tell me how it is for you. At this moment in time, Like I said, I downloaded a couple of books, but right now what I am reading is the 25 Sales Habits of highly Successful People. And it's by Stephen Schiffman. It's a really, really good book, mainly because I want to learn how to be a better salesperson, especially with what I'm trying to do next in my life. And yeah, I don't even want to get into it like that, but I am learning how to become a better salesperson and what really drives sales. So that's one of the books that I'm reading. I'm also reading a book by a Black author on how to purchase hair, the hair industry. So I have a lot of things that I'm trying to enlighten myself on, but what I really want you to take away from this whole podcast is, when you're watching reality television shows and you're seeing people who are struggling in their own personal lives, would you take advice from them? Just last season, Kirk had a whole baby by a whole stripper bitch, by a whole nother woman that was not his wife. And Rashida had to eat that shit up and accept it because she didn't want a divorce from her husband. And now on this season, she, from what I understand and from what I've read and from what I've seen on my social media, she's now telling people that she was no saint and that she had indiscretions of her own. Would you guys really take advice from these people that are living a life on a reality television show? Would you really want to model your lives after these people on a reality show? Or would you rather model your lives, you know, based off of your grandparents, based off of your parents, based off of your auntie and uncles that have been married for 20, 30, 40 years? Really take into consideration what you're digesting, what you're looking at, and what you're evolving into. If you're evolving into this hip-hop, loving hip-hop bullshit, this Real Housewives, these Real Housewives of Atlanta and the Potomac and all these other housewives that you see on television, is this healthy? This is not real. This is not how people really conduct themselves. Real people who are prosperous, who are wealthy, who are rich, don't live like this. And I think that we're getting caught up in reality shows versus reality. Okay? Because I know a lot of wealthy people who you would not even know are wealthy. I know a lot of people who are rich that you would not even know they are rich. They know that they are fucking rich, but you don't know it. You know what I'm saying? They don't even have a... I have a cousin right now. I look at this cousin as kind of like a role model and someone that I look up to see and model myself after. Like I really look at people who I know in reality are doing well for themselves, and I ask them questions and I inquire, and then I do my own research, and then I'm trying to go ahead and go out on and move out on my own faith, right? But I look at this one cousin who is wealthy as shit. And he drives a fucking Honda Accord every day to work. Mind you, he has an elevator in his house, but he drives a fucking Honda to work every day. And he lives in the heart of the city. And I'm just wondering, why is it that we always think that when we acquire wealth, that we have to go and spend our wealth on a fucking car? And there's nothing wrong with having a nice car or a fancy car. That's my cousin. You know what I'm saying? He drives a Honda, but I'm sure he has other cars. But every day that he goes to work, he drives a fucking Honda. That's a stick shift. Because mind you, he likes to save money on gas. Okay? So I am challenging everyone, buy a book, read it to its entirety, and see if this book can enlighten you while you're wasting time watching other people being messy, having messy lives. Don't model yourself after that. Model yourself after the ones that you know, are real life people doing real shit, making a difference in their communities, trying to get ahead and being better people than the people that you see fighting on television, acting like animals, doing dumb shit, and saying that they're fucking rich. I really want you to see these people in the next 15, 20 years, even if they're alive. Because I'm looking at all the plastic that they're putting in their bodies, and I'm like, bitch, I can't wait to see you when you're 60. I can't wait to see this shit melt up, crimple up, ball up in the back of your back, in the top of your forehead, in your lips. I can't wait to see where all this wrestling and Botox and filler, I can't wait to see where this shit ends up. I cannot wait to see how this looks in 15, 20 years. I can't wait. There gonna be so many bitches around here looking like Catwoman. Anyway, guys, like I said, this is not going to be a long podcast. I'm missing Mike Doc so much. Mike, I miss you. But make sure that you follow us. Again, we have our Facebook page, The Dame Truth. You can follow us there. Give us some interaction, guys. You can always post up some things up on The Dame Truth. Let us know what you're looking at. Let us know what interests you. Let us know. Give us suggestions on what we can talk about, what you want to hear. We're here for it. You can also follow me on Instagram under Hermosa Cosmetics. You can find Mike Doc under The Wednesday Gentleman. And until next week, guys, stay true. Stay lit. Do it for the culture. And next week, it's my birthday. I will be here for another year. So, you know, next week's podcast is going to be lit. So, again, thank you guys. And stay tuned for The Dame Truth next week. Can't wait to see you. All right, smooches. Bye.